Tech of Sports, episode 47, May 8th, 2013. Sean Yakeley from Odyssey Solutions and Louis Garofalco from Ropit. Tonight on the Tech of Sports, Sean Yakeley and Louis Garofalco. Netcast Studio mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget Stitcher Radio and the Stitcher Radio app for all iOS devices, Android, and BlackBerry. Get Stitcher with all your favorite Netcast Studio shows preloaded. Stitcher Radio, it's an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone and tablet. Stitcher, it's smart radio for your smartphone. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com, where you can join us live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, in the chat room and the live feed at netcaststudio.com/live. Welcome everyone tonight to a bunch of things and technology related a little bit and golf product related and bringing a product to market. We're going to go over all that stuff with a couple guys that have companies and businesses that have developed a product turned an idea into an actual product. And first of all, Odyssey Solutions is represented by Sean Yakeley. It's a product development consulting firm. They actually help individuals and small businesses to turn their idea into a product, and they do a great job with that. They've seen a bunch of their products, and the packaging is great, they use all high-tech computer-aided drafting and prototyping. And then they actually even help people with marketing and sales strategy. So one-stop shopping there when you have a product, and Ropit is the other product. It's in my estimation, one of the hot new products in golf. It's a backyard practice range with a real golf ball on a bungee cord, and you can take real swings at it. You can use it all year round. You just need a small backyard to use it. And guys, Sean and Louis, thanks for coming on tonight.
Sure thing. It's glad to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to see you guys. And since I've been able to sample both all your guys' products, I'm impressed, and that's why I wanted to bring you guys on and talk a little bit about kind of maybe a little, first of all, behind the scenes of developing a product and taking ideas and actually putting them down on paper and developing it from nothing. And we'll go with Sean first. Sean, talk a little bit about your background and your company and a few couple of your products we'll get to, but just kind of talk about exactly what you do.
Sure. So my business is Odyssey Solutions, LLC. We're based in Houston. And as you mentioned, we're a product development consulting firm that enables inventors, predominantly individuals, with the tools to get their idea, like we call it a napkin sketch, through all the way to a tangible, revenue generating product. And where we help out is we go from the ideation, basically discussing with the clients, kind of fleshing out what exactly they're trying to accomplish in their product. And we help to further refine that into a proof of concept, working prototype. We also do high-end 2D and 3D renderings and drawings to get it production ready. And then from that point, it's about sales and marketing, sort of a sales strategy approach. And in terms of my background is engineering and sales and marketing. So I've been in outside of school about 12 years now, and I've been practicing not in the golf industry as of recently. As you mentioned, I have some golf training aids that we've developed. The product we'll talk about a little bit later. But I really saw a gap in the current offering of products in the golf training segment, and I just saw those products. I said, you know what, I can do it better, and went from there and started developing drawings, doing prototyping. And my learning curve along the way is really what helps founding this consulting business, which has proved to be quite beneficial.
Sure, we'll talk about some of your products, and we'll talk about the your specialization, it looks like, in golf here in a second. But we'll go to Louis, and Louis has a great product and some other innovations on the way. I don't know how much we can talk about that, Louis, but talk about the Ropit and. I know you guys are passionate about it, and you guys are all in on this product, and I think so far so good.
Yeah, to start that off, I'll just say I want to say thank you to University of Delaware for helping us out with their mechanical engineering department, working on the Ropit 2.0 is what we're calling it. We're working on that. It's pretty exciting, but yeah, we can't talk too much about it. The Ropit, however, is half bungee and half nylon. It's a product that you bring in your backyard. Like you said, it's a real golf ball. You hit it and you get to see 20 yards of ball flight. The ball starts to get pulled back by the bungee part, but then when it reaches the nylon, it drops safely down to the ground. So the first question everyone asks is it going to come back and whack me in the head? And the answer is no, we're in business because it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, that is the first question to ask. And, of course, when I had it on PGA Tour Radio, Brian Katrick wanted to know if he had to wear a football helmet or something if it was going to come back. And I'm sure, you know, if kids are looking at it, my nephew has it, you know, the parents are going to wonder, is this going to injure my kid? So I know you guys have answered those questions. And it just takes, you know, basically takes one swing at it and one use of it to realize it's pretty harmless. And, yeah, it's another great product. And what I like about your two guys' products, and I see a lot of new products, and when I'm at the PGA Merchandise Show, people will come up to me and ask my opinion on things. And not only do you have great products, but you guys have great packaging. And I think that that's you can sell a lot of products just by having great packaging. And I see so many products that don't. And that's, you know, even for me, that's kind of a turnoff. And I know it's a turnoff to customers. I guess, Sean, talk about how much emphasis you, we'll talk about nuts and bolts in a second, but how much emphasis you put on the packaging and making this product actually look presentable.
Sure. You know, if you speak to, you know, seasoned advertising, sales and marketing people, they'll tell you that, you know, it's probably 80 or 90% of the success of a product is actually in the aesthetic, you know, exterior packaging of the product. And a lot of my clients that come to me, they're very focused on developing the actual product, but not really looking at the cost and the value of packaging. And I typically actually have to kind of really promote that because, just like you said, I mean, it's, you know, when you look at something that it's well packaged, it obviously makes you think that there's a lot of investment and technology behind the product. So it gives people a lot more comfort in what they're buying, as opposed to something that's simply in just a plastic wrapper and a sticker logo, you know? And so, yeah, and Lewis, I'm sure you can attest to that, right? I mean, it's packaging is very valuable. So
absolutely. Absolutely. We started off making them in our basement and we put them in like plastic little baggies and then took printed paper off the computer and stapled it over top of the bag and it would just hang like that. And we've had four iterations since then. And this November, we had the largest sales we've ever had, and it was a simple change we made in the packaging just to make it an inch taller so we could fit a little bit more visual graphics on it. And you could just notice a change in the perception of the product when someone picked it up and like looked at it in their hand, and it was really remarkable.
Yeah, Lewis, your product packaging is great because you can actually see the entire product in your packaging, and it's tight. It looks clean. It looks usable, and I think you know, it fit on a pegboard. It would fit on a shelf, and I think you guys have all your I's dotted and all your T's crossed with the packaging. And Sean, your packaging is high tech looking along with the product. So I got to commend both you guys on the packaging, and I'm sure a lot of thought and work that went into that. But I know a lot of thought and work also went into the products, and we'll start with Lewis first on this one. You guys had an idea. I know you guys had, you know, someone else in the family had this idea for years, and you guys basically perfected it with a lot of work. And I've seen other products similar to yours, and they are, you know, they look a little, for lack of a better word, cheap or kind of shoddily put together, but you guys you know, have a real professional product. And talk about, just take the listeners through the process, the years that went into, I know you guys have talked to me about it, the years that went into developing it and bringing what you currently have to market.
Yeah, thanks for the compliments. So we manufacture in America. Our manufacturer's in Delaware. It's called Kent Sussex Industries. And they employ mentally disabled to manufacture simple goods. We chose to stick in the United States for that higher quality, and also the shipping costs from China are kind of getting ridiculous. So, yeah, the actual product design, my dad invented this a very long time ago. I was probably 6 years old when he started tinkering with ropes and golf balls. And when I graduated from University of Delaware in 2009, Mark and I were looking at the job market, and the economy had just crashed. we didn't have very great options. And I saw my dad using the rope in the backyard for so many years that I was just like, other people are going to want to use this. And when I showed Mark, he was convinced as well. And we spent that summer, the entire summer 2009, just trying different iterations of what my dad had created until we had something that was really solid and that we were proud enough to bring to market.
Yeah, and Sean, what you do is you have, I guess, have people coming to you that have ideas and they need your help to bring these products to fruition. So you kind of probably play designer, engineer, psychiatrist, everything. So tell us about the process that you go through each day.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the one thing I always try to get people to start with is, you know, like I said, you want to get to that ideation, let's say, you know, where you're basically fleshing out more details about what it is that they want to have on their product, how it's going to function. And from that point, I always recommend doing a patent research study. It's very inexpensive and it's a way to validate and give you the thumbs up to proceed because, you know, the one thing you don't want to do in this world, especially in golf training, is there are a lot of competitive products out there. You don't want to put a lot of money and resources into something and then have it, you know, once you hit the market, a lawyer sends you a letter to cease and desist. So, I mean, there's a lot of prep work before actually, you know, cutting pieces, you know, manufacturing pieces. And to me, that's really the most important part about, you know, how to develop the proper product. And even if there is a patent out there, I always tell people you can always design around patents. Patents are very valuable, but they're also they have a lot of gaps in them. And if you know how to read the lingo of a patent, it's you know, it's something that can be done. So, but yes, I mean, a lot of clients come to me in various, you know, we specialize. My background is the golf training aids, but actually we deal with different products from all different genres and market segments, you know, from, you know, common consumer items to high tech, you know, electronics and things like that. So every day I like to say is pretty much a different day. You know, it's completely different, you know, day to day. It's great. So.
Yeah, because I deal with golf technology and sports technology a lot. I have, I deal with a lot of inventors and universally across the board, inventors say the highs are high and the lows are low. So, I mean, how do you guys get through the low times, but then how do you try to keep an even keel during the good times? We'll start with you, Sean.
Sure. You know, we've launched these three products at PGA this year. And, you know, that was a big, big opportunity for us. It was the first time we'd actually really publicly, you know, put these products out there, and we got a great response. But, you know, the getting into the big box retailers is a whole nother deal. And that's, you know, a big challenge. It's an ongoing challenge, to say the least. But we are selling in various venues, retail online. To supplement that, the business that I have actually is great because the consulting business kind of supplements when the product sales are peaking and valleying. You know, I still always have quite a bit of clientele that come to me. So for that reason, it's a good thing to have that balance, I guess, for products and services. So,
and Lewis, how talk about the trials and tribulations of getting the rope into where it is now?
Yeah, so I'll touch back real quick. You were talking about the patent search. I totally agree with that. We started our company after getting a family member of mine helped us out with a patent search. And any inventor, I would say, before you start doing anything, go get your patent searched. We did that, and that was the biggest encouragement for us to continue going forward. In terms of the highs and lows, we've had so many just terrible, awful low points in this business. We've been doing this since 2009. It's so tough. My business partner Mark also went to University of Delaware, and for a lot of the time that Ropit existed, it was a part-time thing. But we would travel on the weekends, and one time we traveled up into upstate Pennsylvania, and we did this golf show, and nobody showed up, and it was raining outside, and we had spent a bunch of money on it, and we're just sitting there like, God, what are we doing with our time? Like, why did I give up my weekend right now? And we were staying at this pretty bad hotel, and I guess, like, to get through it, it's really just, you gotta suck it up and just keep moving. I don't know what else advice to give anyone.
And I know, Sean, you'll agree with me, you know, talking to you in the PGA show and since then, the PGA merchandise show has really done a great job with their areas for new products and for the inventor showcase, those type of things. So it lets people know in these specific areas that there is a new product. These are all new products. These are inventors that have invested a lot of time and money into these products and come by and check them out and support what these people are doing, because these are really how the golf products we all use today, how they started out. So, Sean, you know those are important times for these people.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what I like so much about the golf industry as a whole is it is very, it's very much open to those new inventors. That, you know, you turn on the Golf Channel any day of the week, any time of the day, you're going to see as seen on TV, you know, tell a spot for any given product. And it just shows that, you know, if you have the time and, you know, certainly you need some financial resources to get it off the ground, but really it's the drive. And, you know, Lewis can attest to this, you know, yeah, you have to sustain the lows and keep on track. But, you know, if you're committed to the solution that your product brings to the table and that it's unique enough and it's a competitive advantage versus your competition, I mean, you just have to stick it out. And unfortunately, most people don't pursue their inventions because of the risk averse. You know, they don't want to stop their 9-to-5 job because it's a steady paycheck. But the fruits of their labor, you know, may be well worth the time, you know, a couple years down the road. So I always encourage people to pursue their inventions, you know.
And Lewis, why is golf such a breeding ground for new products? I mean, I cover all sports, but no sport has more products and more inventors and people running around thinking they have the latest and the greatest idea. Why is golf? Because it's such a frustrating sport.
I had no idea that that was the case, but I just started because my dad had invented it and he was using it in the backyard. But yeah, I noticed that when I started getting into the industry, there's like a specific group of people that are doing just golf products. So much so that the Hot Home Shopping Network won't allow submission of golf products. And it's very explicit. It says like firearms, you know, explosives and golf products. And I'm just like, what is going on? Like, I definitely have noticed that there's a lot of weird gizmos and gadgets in the golf industry. I think it's because there's a lot of money there and a lot of open free time that people want to be involved in golf and they want to have their business be golf. And I think that's the reason.
You have anything to add to that, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, just the sense that, I mean, from a golf enthusiast, I mean, it's the best sport, but it's the most frustrating sport. You know, I mean, you can play every weekend and never break 90. You know, and if you want to get to that break 80, you know, you got to play 3 or 4 days a week, and it's just so difficult for most people to get over that hump of being an intermediate player. But everybody's always looking to get better. They're looking to improve. So that training aid market to me is never going to change. It's only going to grow because the golf industry as a whole grows about 2-3% annually as I've seen it. And so for that reason, and predominantly most of those people are going to be beginner to intermediate. So therefore the golf training aid market is just, you know, perfect for the next foreseeable future, let's say.
I agree. Just sit back for a second, guys. We'll take our break for Amazon.com here real quick. And just want to let everyone know if they're doing any shopping on Amazon here in the coming weeks, coming months, Mother's Day coming up this week, Father's Day coming up, graduations, weddings, you can use the link here at the studio, netcaststudio.com/Amazon for all your shopping. And there's no extra cost to you, and it helps support the cost of running the studio and all the shows we bring to you here, including this one. So netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And Amazon's more than just books and music, all sorts of products and lots of golf products. And Lewis, I know Ropit's on Amazon.
They are on Amazon. They are. I think we got on the Amazon just around the time we were at PGA. It was a couple weeks afterwards. We were selling on our own, but now we're working through Amazon as a vendor. So it's more of a sort of a retail agreement that you're working with. So Amazon's been great.
Yeah, and Owens is actually a partner. So In the Hole Golf and rockbottomgolf.com are some of our best online partners. And they've been kind of championing us on Amazon. So we actually aren't running that store, but those guys are doing a great job. And people always tell me that the ads pop up in their browser. So
yeah, you got to be on Amazon. And we're with Sean Yakeley from Odyssey Solutions, and Louis Girofalco from Ropid. And Sean, I want to just give you right now time to plug your website and mention your products and how people can get a hold of you if they're interested in talking further with you.
Absolutely, yeah. So the company, the consulting website is Odyssey, odyssey-solutions.net. And you can go there to find out all the information that we have, the services that we offer to help inventors get their products off the ground. And in terms of our products, like I mentioned earlier, we have three primary products. The wrist trainer, which is, you can get more information at www.wristtrainer.com. It's 1T, WRISTRAINER.com. It's a lead wrist support to help improve consistency off the tee. It's essentially eliminating wrist motion through impact. And you can find out more information on the website. The next product is the Tempo Trainer. It's a weighted swing aid that utilizes a patented weighted sleeve that helps teach velocity, maximum velocity through impact. And more information on that website is www.tempotrainer.com. And the final product is Bandit Grip. And the Bandit Grip essentially is a something to help improve your grip. It's a thin silicone wrap that's wrapped over the grip and slid onto the index finger of the glove hand and helps improve grip of the golf club and help reduce grip pressure. And you can find out more at www.banditgrip.com.
And you're on Twitter as well. Louis, tell the listeners and viewers how they can find everything Ropit.
Yeah, so go to theropeit.com, theropeit.com. We have a coupon code for the show, The Tech of Sports. If you use that coupon code, you're going to get $10 off the Ropit. Ropit's a great gift for, like you said, Mother's Day and Father's Day, and the beginning golfer is always going to be able to pick up the game and get better at ball striking with our product. If you go to our website, you can check us out, and we're going to slowly be leaking information about the new Ropit that we're working on with the University of Delaware, which is really exciting. We hope to premiere that at the PGA show in January also. So,
looking forward to that. And we couldn't let a show like this go by, you guys, without talking about one of my favorite shows on television, and that's Shark Tank. And these people are people like you. And we'll go to Sean first, I know, because you want to make maybe a little announcement there, Louis. We'll go to Sean first and find out, what do you think of Shark Tank, Sean? And what do you advise people when they mention the word, the show Shark Tank? And just kind of give your little perspective on that.
Sure, yeah. So I follow Shark Tank religiously. It's on Friday evenings, and it's kind of an odd time. You know, a lot of people might be out and about, but I always DVR it. So I tend to watch it, you know, sometimes on the weekend or whatever. But I think it's fascinating. It just shows, every time you watch a show, I see inventors, and it just inspires me to further pursue my ventures, you know. And it's just great. You know, it's basically the American dream, so to speak. You know, people that have put a lot of time and effort into their products, and the Shark Tank's a great opportunity for them to you know, showcase that for marketing purposes, but also for financial investment, which is great. And as a matter of fact, I actually do a blog after every show, and you can find out more about that. It's odysseysolutionsblog.wordpress.com. And stay, you know, follow us there, as well as Twitter at Odyssey Ideas.
Is the show becoming a little cartoonish, though, you think now, Sean? Or they're getting some kind of wacky people on there, and it's a little different now than when the show first started. Do you agree?
Well, yeah. I mean, certainly, you know, any show that it is essentially a reality show, right? So, I mean, they do casting calls, and the producers are looking for something that's going to gain the most viewership. And so, you know, you see some products that are complete, you know, you scratch your head as to how they got that far, but then again, you see some that are just fascinating, and you know, it's worth the watch just to see that one product every week. You know, so it's always worth watching.
And Louis, I know you watch the show closely, and you guys have maybe some intentions of trying to get on Shark Tank, and just talk about how you feel about the show and what your guys' plans are.
Yeah, Sean, the Shark Tank blog you got is great. I read through it.
Thanks.
Really impressed by your coverage. Since we started the company, people have been telling us, get on Shark Tank. And we're like, yeah, that'd be great. You know, how are you supposed to do that? So we kind of been trying to figure that out and get our timing right. Because as you'll see on Sean's blog, there's really specific milestones you have to get through, or else they're just going to shut you down immediately. And sales is one of the immediate first things that they look for. So we kind of waited. It's been 4 years since we started the company, and we've waited until now so that we can have the revenue to impress them. I met Damon at the Newcastle County Chamber of Commerce annual dinner about a month ago, and I got like a last minute word with him before we walked out the door just to look out for me. And this Saturday is the Shark Tank auditions in Philadelphia, and Mark's coming down, and we're planning on getting out there at 4 a.m. and standing on the sidewalk waiting to get in there and do our audition. So really excited about that.
Are you going to play it? Are you going to play it straight, kind of? Are you guys going to be a little out of the box, or what's your? How are you guys going to kind of brand yourself?
No, we plan on being entirely business professional and serious about it. You know, this is our life. We're not trying to be goofy. I'm really my name is so tied to Rope It. I don't want to appear as if it's any type of a joke. So we're going to go in there prepared. We'll have our story in line and. It's not at all. We're not going to use any gimmicks. It's just going to be straight up. We think the product talks for itself.
I agree. And have you had, Sean, have you had some of your consulting clients? Have they picked your brain a little about Shark Tank? And have you advised them about that a little bit? Or you just kind of leave that up to them?
Yeah. You get this consulting part of the business is really, we've only really been doing it for about a year. And so I've had quite a bit of clientele since then. But, all these clients are at the very infancy of their product development. So a lot of people watch the show and they're aspiring to be on it at some point. But just as Lewis mentioned, really the biggest thing that you see people get beat up on that show about is how they value their company valuation. And common economics is that, it's based on earnings, revenue, not top line, but bottom line. So how much free cash are you bringing in every year? And then that's how you can determine valuation. And so many people just say, it's valued at $1 million with, $20,000 in sales. Well, you can't connect the two dots. And these sharks are obviously there for a reason. I mean, they're experienced, financially savvy gurus. So it's hard to pull one over on them. But people are always interested in getting on the show eventually. So
I think the most important thing, Lewis, is you have to be just ready to answer any question. I think when a person can't answer a question, that kind of, you can see the looks on the faces, that kind of eliminates them right off the bat. So I think, and you guys know your stuff, so I'm not worried about that, but I think you just have to be prepared and be honest and just answer every question they throw at you.
Yeah, I'll make one point on that. I want to say thank you to Lynn Schaefer from Dover Federal Credit Union, who helped us out with our initial financing. She took a chance on us and looked at our business plan and our credentials, and she took us under her wing and really made the company a reality. So I want to thank you, Lynn. And I think without that, we wouldn't have been prepared as well for Shark Tank, because they put us through the ringer on due diligence on our company, and we've already faced that with a real bank. So when we go on Shark Tank, I don't see any issues coming up.
Sure. And we're wrapping up here in a few minutes with Sean Yakeley of Odyssey Solutions and Louis Garofalco of Rope It. And Sean, when you're at the PGA show, and I go every year, when you look around, are you just amazed by all the technology and all the ideas and all the advances each year that go on at the show? And it's almost overkill, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, this was our first year, and I think next year I'm going to go with the intention of probably buying some things. I had no intention to buy anything this go around, but there are so many great products out there. Some very small companies that have these great, novel products. And it's fascinating. And also, in the golf training market, there's so many, swing analyzer products, these iPad, apps. That whole segment is interesting too. So yeah, it's great. Fantastic.
Lewis, have you been to the show before, Lewis?
4 years in a row, yeah. And we had a booth 2 years ago.
Yep.
And we just walked the floor other than that. But yeah, the app store, I want to quickly, the apps, the golf apps. So the Rope It 2.0 is going to include an app. I don't want to say too much, but it's going to be pretty cool, including an app and using Bluetooth to transmit information from the product to the phone. We already have an app on the app store. You can go on the app store and look for the Rope It Shot Counter, and it's available now. But the next version of that app should include some unique data that we actually gather from your shot using the Rovit. So,
you know, those are some of my favorite products at the shows or the apps that really make the you know, golf training and practice is kind of mundane and boring, and the apps really help you not only track what you're doing, but it just adds a little spice and a little flavor to the boring days on the practice range and such. So I think you'll notice some benefit from that. And we wrap up here. I always have one question I ask my guests as we wrap up. Sean, what's the one piece of technology that you can't live without in your personal or professional life?
Oh, I'd say a piece of that, it would have to be email. I mean, I communicate 90% of the day, you know, but not with email. And, you know, that would have to pick that one.
Email is huge, and if anyone ever says that the email is going to go away, I can't see that day. So, I mean, texting has maybe taken a little bit away from that, but email is vital for every business. And Lewis, what's the one device or piece of technology you can't live without?
Yeah, email is a great answer. I would go on with that, but if I'm not going to go with email, I'd say the internet browser is probably the next thing. I think that's changed the way that everyone's living their lives, and I think it's making, you know, humanity better. So the browser, I guess, Firefox, Chrome, Safari, that would be the biggest piece of technology to change that I want to live with. So,
and search engines too, because you don't there's not a day that goes by where you're not searching for a restaurant or a movie or golf products within a search engine.
So
they're all related, I guess, in some way or another. And as we wrap up here, Sean, just give one more time a plug for your products real quickly and your company. How can they reach you and any of your social media accounts?
Sure. The company website is www.odyssey-solutions.net. The products are Wrist Trainer. It's WRISTRAINER.com, 1T, TempoTrainer.com, and BanditGrip.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Odyssey Ideas or Odyssey Solutions LLC on Facebook.
And the same with you, Lewis. Give a quick recap on everything, social media, email, website, everything.
Go to theropeit.com. Use the coupon code THETECHOFSPORTS for $10 off right now. And you can find us anywhere on any social media platform with the username ROPEITGOLF. So we're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, anything, any social site. ROPEITGOLF is our screen name. And if you want to get in touch with us through email, lewis@theropeit.com, or we have a contact form on our website at theropeit.com.
Both you guys are good about replying to emails. And just a quick story from my end. I know that a product is good because I get products sent to me every day, and my friends come over and relatives come over and look at the stuff. So I know a product is good. If I no longer have that product in my garage, that means one of them has taken it to try. So, Sean, I don't have the Tempo Trainer in my garage anymore.
And, That's fine.
And Lewis, the Rope-It is long gone out of my garage. So so you guys have done well, I know for a fact. So
who ended up with it?
Well, my six-year-old nephew is wearing the thing out. So
that's pretty cool.
It's you know, it's a good product, and I think it's a great product for kids. So
he's gotta get one for his dad for Father's Day.
Yeah, his dad needs it. Not but his dad's fault. He works too much. He doesn't get a chance to play as much. So great having you guys on. We'll maybe get an update in a few months' time from you guys on how things are going, and just great information. Appreciate you guys stopping by.
Rick, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Just want to let everyone know that Netcast Studio has many other shows which might be of interest to you, technology and lifestyle related. You can head over to netcaststudio.com and check out all the shows that are available. And of course, a quick mention of Two Thumbs Up Media, the new podcast internet directory that's brought to you by the people here at Netcast Studio. That's twothumbsupmedia.com. You must check that out. Just want to let everyone know you've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.